If you have gone to courses, heard lectures, or read articles by proponents of different functional appliances, you have probably heard them infer that their appliance, quote, stimulates or, quote, enhances mandibular growth. I believe terms like enhance or stimulate have been used to avoid addressing, basically due to a lack of strong clinical evidence, the main question that should be addressed, and that is simply, do functional appliances increase mandibular growth? Is the patient likely to have a larger or more protrusive mandible if he or she wears a functional appliance versus not wearing one or using some other form of conventional orthodontic treatment? A recent article by Gene Chen et al., which appeared in the November 2002 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, directly addressed this question. The article was titled Analysis of Efficacy of Functional Appliances on Mandibular Growth. The purpose of the study was to examine the hypothesis that functional appliances enhance mandibular growth in the treatment of skeletal class II malocclusions. A Medline search strategy was developed and was used to identify articles that addressed the effects of functional appliances on mandibular growth and length. The search included articles from 1966 to 1999 and was limited to studies performed on humans and written in English. Of the 23,393 orthodontic articles written in the past 33 years, 155 articles were categorized as randomized controlled trials or meta-analyses. These articles were identified because randomized control trials and meta-analyses are viewed as providing the highest level of evidence quality. Only 6 of these articles met the strict inclusion and validity criteria established by the authors. All of the studies had to pertain to functional appliance use in the early treatment of class II malocclusions, include a randomized study, and have measurable mandibular cephalometric values. When the 6 studies that met all the criteria were evaluated, what do you think that the authors found? The bottom line is that based on these scientific articles, functional appliances appear to have very little clinical effect on mandibular length. The authors note that randomized controlled trials and discriminate analysis studies produce similar results, therefore further strengthening their conclusion that functional appliances have little effect on mandibular length. I should note that the conclusions of this study do not suggest that functional appliances do not work. Obviously, they do. Like many other forms of orthodontic treatment that disturb occlusal interdigitation during a period of growth, they allow the natural growth of the mandible to be reflected in an occlusal change from class II toward class I occlusion. Therefore, if you are using functional appliances or presenting them to your patients as a means to allow the correction of a class II occlusion during active growth, you are on solid ground. However, if you are suggesting that the use of functional appliances will result in increased growth of the mandible, you're on thin ice. You can find this article in the November 2002 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.